Jackson County Central 67. The Huskies over the Windham Area Eagles 0, 67-0. And the Huskies with Tate Phillips starting it off with a 20-yard touchdown run. Gage Johnson punched in the two-point conversion. 8-0 JCC, a turnover on downs, and then a 29-yard touchdown run for Gage Johnson, and Tate Phillips had a two-point conversion after that. 16-0 JCC. Another turnover on downs was forced by the Huskies. And then Roman Voss to Ben Gallagher. One play, 60-yard touchdown pass. Gage Johnson, two-pointer, 24-0 JCC. Gage Johnson with an interception after Cade Freckinglou applied the pressure in the red zone for Windham, the most promising drive for the Eagles. And Gage Johnson put a stop to that, and then in one play, 81 yards, running through people, a catch and run from the flat. It was Gage Johnson on the receiving end of a Roman Voss touchdown pass, 81 yards away, and the two-pointer for Gage as well, 32-0 JCC. After a punt, Tate Phillips eventually finished off the next drive with a 5-yard touchdown run. Gage Johnson, a two-point conversion as well, 40-0 Jackson County Central. After another punt, Gage Johnson eventually with a 5-yard touchdown run, and the PAT for Tayshawn Smith, the first of his today, 47-0 Jackson County Central at that point and at halftime. And then Windham comes out, 3-and-out in the first part of the half a third quarter we played today. 54-0 Jackson County Central after Carson Dosher found Blaze Rao for a 25-yard touchdown pass, and the PAT for Smith on the fade to Rao. Mason Helmers, a 38-yard touchdown run and a point after touchdown for Smith, 61-0 JCC. And then Colin Brennan, a 2-yard touchdown run. PAT was no good. That's about all that you, maybe one of the very few blemishes for JCC today. 67-0, the Huskies get a dominant win over the Windham Area Eagles as they try to set themselves up for success not only today but going forward as well. And we get to hear from some of the guys that made it happen, including Ben Gallagher is one of the first ones we get to talk to today. 67-0 and staying unbeaten. How'd you do it?
Just everyone did their job. We had a good week of practice, I feel like, and we just stayed together, played well.
A 60-yard rainbow to you. Take me through that.
Roman put it. Perfect ball in my hands. I think the line blocked well. They had a single high safety. Really nice play call. They followed the op away, so had a wide open fade.
Indeed, and put it in the end zone. And then some of the other ones, I mean, you guys are out there blocking for each other and stuff too. That's how you get those long touchdowns. How much pride do you guys take for being there for each other with that?
Oh, so much. Our coaches preach camaraderie, doing everything together. They say that's what separates us from other teams. Obviously, we have a lot of talent, but everyone on our team wants others to do well. So I think that's a really good trait to have for a successful team.
As a senior, to buy another week with these guys on the football field, what's that like?
It means so much to me. It means so much to everyone. I mean, we love being here every day. I'm never going to forget playing, never going to forget practice, bus rides, and obviously buying another week. It just means so much.
And some of the younger guys have been able to kind of step up. You're always trying to develop that depth, and it seems like those guys have been able to pay off in big dividends.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think our coaches do a really good job getting the young guys involved. Obviously, when we're up by a lot, you don't want us to get hurt, and some of the younger guys are doing really well.
Absolutely. And any other thoughts on today or going forward? It looks like it'll be LeSueur Henderson next.
We have to play a good game to beat LeSueur. They're coming. They got a really good player back, so we're going to have to play well to beat them.
Yeah, it was a fun game here when you guys had them on this field, and we'll go up to Marshall and see what happens.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ben Gallagher. Congratulations one more time to him and the Huskies, a 67-0 win here today. And here comes Gage Johnson, who his attitude, I will say, when we're talking to him in person, is a little different than how he runs the football. So what is that approach for you, especially on those big catches and runs?
Yeah, when I get the ball, I just got to run hard, run mean, and try not to get tackled.
Take me through that 81-yarder, first of all. You catch it in the flat, and then what happens?
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be an outside screen, and it wasn't really open at the start. And then I just, like, stretch it out longer, and he threw it to me. And I had to break like one tackle right here on the sideline, and I was just gone.
And you did exactly that because the guy had pretty good form and everything, and you just ran right through it.
Yeah, and he did have a nice, like, we had a good block on him too, so it was hard. He just had to, like, arm tackle me.
What was Evan saying to you down the sideline?
Nothing. We were just, like screaming and stuff there at the end.
Awesome. And how about the interception? What'd you see there?
Yeah, I just dropped back into my curl, and then it was kind of like a weak throw, and I just caught it. And I thought I was going to, like, return it maybe, but I didn't realize he was right behind me, so I got tackled right away.
What is it like with the running back position? You and Tate Phillips just seem to run so hard, and that seems to be a mentality you both have.
Yeah, we just, whenever we get the ball, we kind of argue sometimes who, like, gets the ball. And we just run hard behind our blockers, and normally, like, we pick up a lot of yards.
Healthy competition.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And for you guys and then the rest of the running back stable, however deep you want to go on the depth chart, of course. And then at linebacker, you guys are able to challenge each other in healthy ways, it seems like, as well, to get to the ball and get after it.
Yeah. Tay was injured. He, like, hurt his leg earlier this week, so we had to have Carson Colander come in and go in for him, so that was, like, a big part of this week.
What's it like to break through there when you guys are bringing pressure? Because you did that a few times as well.
Yeah, on those blitzes, me and Tay are, like, always, like, someone's always there, like, and then we just end up, like, getting him, like, every time almost.
Yep, for sure. And so now, of course, keeping it undefeated, of course, and being able to move on, it looks like it'll be LeSueur Henderson here for the section title game. But to be undefeated, to buy another week with these guys, what's that like for you?
Yeah, it's cool. We're undefeated so far. And then LeSueur next week, they're a tougher team, and they've been getting better throughout the year, and they have a good big running back. And they also have another big, like, defensive guy back because he was injured last game. So it'll be a tough game next week.
And another home game and another win for you guys too.
Yep.
And so what's that like to be out here today and get that final home win?
Yeah, the last home game with the seniors. I'm going to miss playing here with them. So that's about it.
And it's good to see you guys be able to move on. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Gage Johnson with a great game today to help out the JCC cause, and appreciate him for coming along with Ben Gallagher getting up here. And JCC will continue the post game here coming up next. What we got?
Tracking Roma down. Here he comes.
And Tom Schuler will make his way up here as well. And we'll get to hear about the Lucky Watermelon, I do believe. Lucky Junior or Lucky the Second or however you want to talk about that. And it looks like we have another extra special guest going there. And so Roman Voss is here, and the latest here. And so, you extend the senior season, get the dominant victory. What's that like for you guys?
Yeah, it was really fun. Bittersweet playing here for the last time ever. But it was really, really, really fun to come out here with the guys and just have a dominant performance.
And seemed to go from the start for you guys. So what was that like to really just get rolling and never stop?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the plan every single game we play. So just went out, executed, and did what we did.
And the big throw to Ben, what did you see on that one?
Yeah, I mean, we saw it. We lined, that was the first formation of the game. We saw it, and then we looked at the laptop, and we're like, all right, clear some out, run a go ball, and it'll be wide open. Exactly what happened. So it was kind of easy. He was wide open, threw it to him, touchdown. So.
And, of course, the run game was huge, but you also had the connection to, you know, Gage. When you see him running through people, what's that like to watch?
Yeah, he's a dog, so, I mean, it's easy to just hand it off and just let him go. So it's kind of nice to get some carries off my back, too, and just let him eat. So it was awesome to see.
And bouncing around to different positions once again, are you getting used to that, or what's that like?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun just playing football as a kid and just coming out here and just trying to dominate every play.
Yeah, by this point, a lot of experience at a lot of different places. Got some more paint on the Huskies end zones and stuff like that as well. But, yeah, once again, just being able to extend that senior season. It looks like LeSueur Henderson will be the opponent here for the title game, back in the title game again. And they were a challenge for JCC on this field. So we're excited to see what happens.
Yeah, can't wait. Got to have a really good week of practice and just take it to them.
Any other thoughts on today?
I'm good. Thank you.
We're going forward?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
And best of luck as well to Roman Voss and JCC as well as his teammates. And, hey, let me snap a picture of you guys real quick before you leave. Been terrible about that. The volleyball girls were actually nice enough to remind me of that last night. Oh, does everybody want to be in it? We can do that. Thank you very much to you guys. Congratulations, guys. And here we go. We got Tom Schuler alongside the Hall of Famer on the post game. And should we start with the watermelon?
We better start with the lucky watermelon. Sophia Westby here, fresh from here on South Dakota, and her brother, Nathan Westby, grew a patch of watermelons again from the seeds of the original lucky watermelon. She had an online contest. I believe there were six watermelons, and number six. Six was the winner on the online voting. It is still in the patch in Huron, but was given a kiss before they departed for good luck and came through today.
Lucky Junior?
Lucky right. Two, maybe. Lucky two? Two.
I saw when they got a kiss.
Okay. Okay.
Awesome. Well, 67-0. Huskies near flawless, if not perfect here today. Near flawless, I'll go with that. But a huge win once again and buying another week.
Well, I didn't think near flawless at the beginning. I thought we started off a little bit slow defensively. I wasn't real happy with a couple guys. I'm not capable of taking it easy. You know, at this time of the year, everything matters. If you lose, you're out. Now, even though we handled the game, it will matter next week. So as we went on, we corrected some things that weren't going quite so well. You know, Stevie Meyer is a heck of a running back. For us to slow him down, I don't know how many yards he had, but we were able to contain him pretty decent. And I think the thing I was the most proud of was our backups against their starters in the second half. Those are the future, some of the vital future of the guys that aren't back for Husky football. And those guys showed up today, and I was really happy with them. They just had to continue to show up in the weight room, which they did in the offseason. I expect it again, but I thought that was a really good preview of some guys that nobody know about that are good football players for us coming up the ladder.
Ironically, we talked about youth football in one of the recent Morning Juices, and we had that on the halftime report this particular day, and so it goes even back to like middle school and even beyond.
Yeah, there's a deep love for football with the young men and boys in this community. They really like the sport. They really put a lot into it, and it's shown up. The seniors, I don't know if they've lost on this football field in their career, which is an incredible statement to make. But it was a great way for the seniors to play their last game on this football field. So I was really happy about that, too.
Continuing the special time, one more special thing to continue as far as 22 straight wins, the fourth straight regular season we already referenced as well, 26 straight wins as a program for JCC on this field at Swearingen Field.
Yeah, that's special. And you know, when you're doing it, you don't really realize it because you have to – unfortunately, you don't get to enjoy these very long. You have to move on to the next week. You don't really look back until the off season a little bit, and then you're trying to build the next team. So it is special. I wish I could take a little more time to make it that way during the season. It just doesn't work that way. So, but I appreciate it, and I'll appreciate it a lot more. Someday we'll look back long when I'm gone and go, wow, these guys won a lot of football games. And it's special. And not just football, all the sports here. You hope it could go on forever. You don't know if it can or not. So, you know, I think we need to enjoy this at JCC, the success we're having in athletics right now.
It's always fun to hear those guys that make it happen themselves in between the lines and on those courts and everything to be able to talk about how much fun they're having while they're doing it, for sure, even though there's a job to do.
Yeah, we said that today. Make darn sure you have fun. Hey, we're big on winning, and we are, and we expect to win. But try to, you guys, be better than we are. Enjoy this while you're doing it because – you know, we talked about that. Jay had a great speech about, you know, when you get back together with the guys, you'll remember the teammates you had and the times you had and you want to make them special now and not regret anything. And they've done a good job of that. And it's a really close-knit group of guys and a good group of leaders in this senior class. I can't say enough good things about them.
We'll let you savor this one for sure. Lesur Henderson, not quite final over Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial, but 28-6 late in the fourth quarter as you go to Marshall next Friday afternoon on Halloween and get dressed up as the Huskies football team and go out there and try to be that once again.
Well, we're looking forward to a really good week of practice and getting ready to take on a good football team and hopefully get to the final eight.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Coach, as always.
Thanks, Kempson.
Yeah, Tom Schuler alongside, and, of course, I got to hear about Lucky Jr. as well. That's awesome to hear. Continuing things for Huskies as they reload in every sense of that particular term, I suppose, for another run at the state title. The section title is the next step to potentially take against those Giants of Lesur Henderson. Tim Stye, any final thoughts?
Looked good today. Oh, boy, offense is cooking today. And we used all our weapons, and Wade did an excellent job at dispersing the ball around there. And if we get those three guys back defensively, I think we're ready to go.
JCC able to get the 67-0 win here today, and they'll take on Lesur Henderson next Friday. We'll have that for you. 3 p.m. will be the kickoff time there, and so 2:40 is when we expect to go on the air and bring it to you. As here today, thanks to, once again, Kerry Brosma for patrolling the sidelines as well and reporting from down there in more ways than one, sending some stuff up as well as being able to provide the voice. And then thanks to Tim Stye for being alongside. We're having fun as we get to follow the Huskies in this special time. Thank you very much to the Mule Dan Svoboda for being on the board and keeping us on the air here. For JCC football, victorious again, 67-0 over the Eagles of Windham Area, and moving on to the section title game again as well. I'm Kempson Cross, thanking you for tuning in. This has been JCC football on KKOJ Radio, and we hope you all come back.